You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Sorry about that. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 WISS in Appleton and Oshkosh. Got a text here. Chuck from Green Bay. Tower Drive Bridge is all backed up north and south. Not sure what's going on. Cop cars are present. Go around if you can. Chuck from Green Bay, tell us about the Tower Drive Bridge. I do not know.
You just hope it's not jumper.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And that's absolutely happened, what, four times?
I don't know. I think so.
Yeah.
You know, if you, it's hard to, you know, have you ever been under it in a boat? You have,
yeah,
right?
Uh-huh.
Doesn't seem like it would be high enough. Does it? I mean, it's not, I've been under the Golden Gate Bridge. That seems like really, really high.
Yeah.
This just doesn't seem that high when you're underneath it.
Oh,
do you think?
Yeah.
Do you?
I think that's
all right.
Pretty high. I just,
okay.
I would not do that.
I know when you're on it, it does. But when underneath it,
it doesn't seem that high.
Yeah,
I can see that a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
With Lisa Pritzel, she's going to be high next week.
19.
And we're not talking pharmaceuticals
that?
Here.
Okay,
no.
You're going to be 19,000 feet high, and your feet are still going to be on Earth.
Yep. That is true. We are climbing to the roof of Africa.
That's unbelievable.
It is.
Mount Kilimanjaro.
Here we come.
Was that a Steinbeck book? Who wrote that? Was it Steinbeck?
I don't know.
One of the famous authors. Who wrote that? Kipling?
I don't know, John. Neither do you. Okay.
We're so after that, Two Rivers Education.
That's right.
Wow.
Jets.
Lisa Pritzel, Empowered by Movement.
And you love physical activity, and you work with a special group of people. Well, really with all people. I'm just saying that you kind of focus a little bit with people with Parkinson's.
Correct.
Or any seniors.
Or any seniors, correct. Any seniors who just love music and movement. The biggest thing that I hear...
Can I ask what the cutoff would be for a senior?
The cutoff for a senior?
Well, I don't think they have
one. Are you asking?
Well, I'm just saying...
Do you know someone who's asking?
Would
wink,
we
wink.
Be, would
oh,
be,
the, the
would
cut,
oh, yeah. You'd
what,
cut,
oh,
you'd make the saying, hole.
Where they'd be like, you're too young to be in our senior
Okay,
group.
That's... I thought you were talking about too old.
Oh, no, no,
think,
no,
that's
no,
what
no,
I thought.
Young, no, 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 no. The minimum. Yeah.
No, there is no minimum.
Right.
There is no minimum.
All right. So, John, okay.
We're good.
Could join.
Right.
Yeah. And tell me a little bit more how people can join that. Because I think movement, you know, you talk to anybody about living.
Movement
not,
is medicine.
Not about longer life, but a quality life. And movement is always one of the top two, three. You know, socialization is very, very important that we have that when we get older.
I was reading a thing when I was working out before
like
I tore up my Achilles tendon here last week. Okay. I was reading that, like, for every 10,000 steps you do, it's like 3 more hours or something in your life. So I got like an hour and a half last week.
You should be walking on the treadmill as you do this show.
I could do that.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah. But I don't want to.
I'm sure Civic would buy two treadmills.
I don't want it to screw up my Tuscany tour. Because I've got one of those things now where you can watch where you're going and everything.
Oh, yeah.
So I was on Tuscany.
That. I want to talk about two things. I want to get back to Mount Kilimanjaro. You're flying from down to Tanzania.
Correct.
You got a guide, and you're going with a group of people, and it's an 7-day climb up.
It's a 7-day climb in total. So 6 days to the top, and then 1 day down.
So, okay, let me ask this. When you're going up, is it like a trail or ropes or kind of like the, what is it?
Great question. So it's more of a hike than it is a climb. There's no technical gear required.
Because Mike told me when he was driving around the other day when he was in the Tetons or something, he was on ropes, like doing
it's
weird,
a whole nother
like
300 level of crazy.
Feet over the gorge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you need oxygen?
You may. They travel.
Like I may?
They. You may.
Bring your
CPAC. You both may. You get that treadmill going, then we'll have another conversation.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. No, you typically don't need oxygen, but the tour guide that you're traveling with does carry it in case you may need it. So they'll take your oxygen levels twice daily, and they'll ask you about the variety of symptoms that could come along with acute mountain syndrome. So
you can get sickness right from climbing mountains.
Oh, yeah. Big time sickness. You could be the most physical fit person in the world, and you could not make it to the top because of the altitude and the lack of oxygen.
Did you have to submit a physical exam?
We did not, no. But we had to do like a health history kind of, but nothing too formal.
What happens if someone in your group can't make it? Left behind? They can't just stop the whole...
That's a great question. I mean, you just prop up the
snowbank. No, we zip line down.
We'll be back in 4 days.
4 days, yeah.
No, I was just saying, they zip line all the way down.
Oh, that'd be cool.
That'd be great. No. No, so I believe the way I understand it, so for each person that's... right? Solo! For every person hiking, I believe there's 3 porters assigned to each person. So one person's going to carry your luggage, if not 2. And then if you need to come down, you have 2 people to help bring you down then 1 person to carry your luggage. So, yeah, they're going to have the appropriate measures in place
that you can get when your elevations are too high. It's almost like a really bad case of the flu, like, right?
Oh, there's headaches, there's nausea, diarrhea, dizziness, lightheadedness. You name it. Headaches, severe headaches. Or disorientation, all kinds of symptoms.
Are you doing something else while you're down there? Or is it you're going down there, the hike, and then coming back? Or are you going to explore a little bit?
We're gonna do a little exploring. So my husband, I love this man. So our motto is no more some days. We both have that tattooed on our arms. No more some days. Like someday I'm going to quit my job. Something, right? So he said, Lisa, so we have our own brand. It's called No More Some Days, right? And so he said, let's make part of our journey that when we get down there, we have a free day. Let's make that a day where we can go and we can do some difference in the community. So we're going to be visiting a local orphanage. We've raised some dollars to bring with us that will contribute to that orphanage once we get down there. So we'll have that kind of as our free day. We'll hike for 7 days. We come back off the mountain. We have a rest day. And then we'll do a 2-day safari.
Jeez. That is... awesome.
That's amazing.
Those orphanages, you're going to be, we did that as well with the orphanage. It's amazing how well they take care of orphan kids down there.
Yeah.
We could learn from them too, right? I mean, everything's Africa, it's all Americans given to them. They really do a great job in the orphanages because my daughter taught down there. So I know a little bit about that. Just one thing to caution you on. So where are you flying from here to what?
Chicago to Qatar.
You're going that? Wow.
To Tanzania.
So. We flew over to London and then down to Tanzania. And I've told this story, but we got on a plane, then we took off, and I was watching a movie, and the lady next to me, her TV didn't work. And they're like, we got a problem with the video. We got to shut it down, and we'll reboot it. Oh, fine. So they shut it down, they reboot it. Then her screen worked, and mine didn't. And they said, well... whatever's working is working, and that's the way we're going to be. So,
the whole way?
The whole way. That's the whole way.
Oh, man.
And she wasn't watching what I wanted to watch, so, right. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Dear.
Oops.
Wow. Anyway,
it was a great trip.
How many hour flight is that?
I think the first flight is 13 and a half hours.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chicago to Qatar, and then I think we have a 5-hour flight is the second one.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm glad you're doing that, and I'm glad you're doing more than just... But that climb's going to be unbelievable. And you get your picture, and that's pretty cool. You say you're getting there, though, darkness?
So the very last day, the last day that we push to go to the summit, they get you up around 11 p.m. And then we have about 6, 7, 8-hour hike. I don't know exactly sure. It depends on how fast our group moves. But the goal is to get to the summit at sunrise.
That's right. Awesome.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
It will be.
That'd be awesome.
You're at the roof of Africa and you're looking at a sunrise. So, and then you've got.
Can you just imagine? There'll be that one guy on there.
That's
what I thought it'd be brighter. I thought, they told me I'd be able to get some good shots there. And
I can't see anything.
I can't. There's a gold there. Clouds are in the way there. What the hell are we getting into?
I would worry more about somebody.
Let's go.
Holding the class.
We just got here, Harry. I don't care. I've seen enough. You see one Kilimanjaro, you've seen them all for the crater. Let's go back.
I know. Something tells me that guy's not going to be
there.
Get
the hell out of here. Rope me up here. They just sent me down for a crater. Yep. That's what it's going to be. You know there's going to be one of those guys.
I would just worry more about somebody holding the class back. You know? My daughter went with a bunch of college kids. So, they were all in great shape. And I think, like you said, 6 days...
Well, here's the deal. The reason that 6 days up is because you hike up and you hike what they call in Swahili, pole pole, which means slow. We're walking about half their regular pace of our normal stride so that your body can acclimate. So we hike up and then we hike down and we sleep so our body can adjust to the altitude. And then we do that routine for 6 days until we get to the top.
Wow.
Well, that's great you're doing that. And that's more cred to what you do, right? I mean, you promote movement, and I think it'll...
That's the thing. You just don't, you know, talk the talk.
Right. You can do this, too.
Yeah. It's going to be a great experience.
We were talking a little bit about with the other Joe Klecker, we were talking about with Cybill Hopp, and he goes out of his way outside of the classroom to get movement outside. So much more, you know, so much in relation to what you kind of do. But there has got to be a great sense of achievement when you're working with a client. And maybe they have been held back because of, you know, whatever reasons. None of them their own. It's just the afflictions or whatever, whatever. When you can break through a barrier with them and, like Joe said, take them out of their comfort zone a little bit, getting to do things they didn't think they were going to do anymore. Mm-hmm. He said that feeling of self-satisfaction is pretty phenomenal.
There is nothing like it in the whole world. He said it beautifully. He really did. And I see two things happening in my class primarily. People who come in with a lot of physical symptoms, whether it be balance concerns or with Parkinson's, you see a lot of tremors. So we see those tremors subside and then they walk out like they're walking on clouds. It's amazing. And then the other piece of it is the cognitive aspect. Some people might come in and like, Lisa, I really want to come today, but I knew that if I took your class, I'd feel so much better and feel so much more joy walking out of this room. And that's what you did for me today.
And that's what you do. That's what keeps you coming back, isn't it?
Yeah.
And how
fantastic.
Great it is.
All the respect in the world.
Right. For people to have that opportunity because you don't want to sit at home. And I think people want you to get out. And it's like, I'm afraid to go out. Who wants to go with a bunch of, you know, as you say, beautiful people? Because you really feel, you know,
right
out of place. Whereas you've got a class that you kind of teach to the class.
Exactly. Yep. And while people have all their individual concerns and their moments and life, things that life's throwing at them, we're there just to humanize their human spirit. It's just to honor that.
Give yourself a plug, what you do and where you do it, aside from Kilimanjaro.
So you can find us at empoweredbymovement.org, and we are available in person, or you can join us on Zoom from around the world.
Exciting. Very exciting. Part of this, having your own thing now.
It's pretty cool, guys.
Upstate. What are you guys going to bring us back from Kilimanjaro? You know, have you thought about that?
What would you like?
I don't know, a shot glass?
Think about it. A shot glass. Oh, one quick plug. So our board, we're looking for a treasurer yet, you guys. We have the most phenomenal board in place. We are looking for a treasurer. So if somebody's out there listening and is interested, you can
volunteer their time to be a treasurer of a nonprofit.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You want me to do that or no?
No.
Huh?
Okay.
You sure?
Hey, I want you to come back after
your trip. We're going to set a quick break. Back after this.
Bye, guys.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
FM WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS, and of course the Civic Media app coming your way on International Cribbage Day, National Flannel Day, Laura Dern's birthday. This is not a lot of stuff going on there, Convoy.
Yeah, there wasn't too much today. I mean, like, it was the Super Bowl yesterday, so everyone's like, whatever, it's that Monday, you know?
All right.
They're going to have their big parade and burn cars.
I wonder what's going to happen. Did they have it?
Because Philly, got to admit. Then
did they though last night?
I don't know.
Was there rioting or anything?
I did not see anything. Usually, I'd see it on Twitter or something. Because
good.
I don't know if you would knew what happens after the Commanders game.
Yes,
someone climbed up.
Yeah,
one
got
of the,
killed.
Yeah, he fell off it. That's just crazy.
Right. Well, they greased those poles, but they wouldn't admit they greased that one. But Philadelphia, the city workers go out and they spray an oil on the poles to keep people from climbing them.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and this kid fell and hit his head, and he died from it. So I don't know if maybe that was the thing, but some of those, I remember Philadelphia.
Well, you wonder where the liability is on that, right?
I know, right? Oh, well, you tell me.
Yeah, right? Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. But who was it? Was it Calgary? In the NHL, maybe 10 years ago, just burned up so many cars. And
I think that was Oakland, wasn't it? Didn't Oakland?
Was it Oakland?
With the basketball.
Oh, with Golden State, maybe.
Yeah, before
well,
they
Kansas
moved.
Kansas City last year, they had that shooting, remember?
Yeah, that was the parade.
So much oh, for yeah. you being yeah. Kansas City, being such a great little town there.
That was a weird... This,
you and your brisket.
Yeah, they were two guys in from Philly.
But I,
I'm just kidding. That's not true. That's
I, not but true. I had a... Jesse, did you hear anything about Philadelphia
I gotta walk
rioting
that back.
Or anything?
Huh?
Last night? I was asking Jesse if you heard anything about Philadelphia rioting or anything. I hadn't heard anything.
Anyway.
You're early up at like 4 o'clock, aren't you, checking the news? I thought you would know.
I didn't see anything on
that.
I do
mean,
read the
so
news at 4 o'clock.
Quiet.
I did not see anything on riots in
I didn't
Philly.
See anything either.
No, so. That would be pretty amazing if they didn't. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely.
let's hold that thought till tomorrow.
Is Trump going to invite them to the White House?
Well, I think he's... You know, he was very disappointed in, you know, what happened last time. So I don't know. I don't know. I think he should. And if they show up, they show up. And if they don't, they don't. But he was obviously for the Chiefs.
Yeah. Yeah, there's not even a question there. No question about it.
And they, I don't know. They didn't vote for him. And I don't know. Whatever. He's, we'll see. But I think that's very cool. When the Packers went to the White House after they won, I went with them. And that was a ton of fun. Like a ton of fun. And
you know what was so disappointing, though?
After what?
You would have been the second one.
The Dallas one is the one. I was
that's
only,
right,
I only
there,
had one Super Bowl.
That's what I mean. You weren't there for the
Denver?
New Orleans was.
Oh, New Orleans when they won. Yeah.
Okay. So disappointed when Jim McMahon wore that Bears jersey to the Super Bowl. Here we got him a Super Bowl ring, second Super Bowl ring. Nobody else wanted him. We pick him up. You know, whatever, whatever. I don't even think he got into a game that year. And he wears a Bears jersey to the Super Bowl.
To the White House.
To the, I'm sorry. To the White House.
Yeah.
You know.
He wasn't. Doesn't he have some issues?
Well, it's because they didn't get to go to the White House. I think it was. I don't remember why. Not one of the wars. That would have been January of 86.
That's right.
So what was going on then? I don't know. But for there was some reason the Bears didn't go to the White House. So, I mean, he could have worn his Bears ring, could have worn whatever underneath, but he wore the Bears jersey.
Yeah, no.
Representing the Packers.
Yeah.
That was like, you know, you're a jerk.
Yeah.
I mean, just that's not cool. That's not cool
I think
at all.
It's a cool event, and I was just...
What do they do with
before.
All the jerseys and stuff?
That Chiefs World Champions?
No. Like, when a president gets so many things...
Oh, my God. Well, the guys,
what do you do with them?
They first, they catalog everything.
Okay.
And he must have warehouses of stuff.
That's what I mean.
People
everybody
are constantly,
brings something.
And he takes it. Actually, you know what I gave him?
What?
Two tickets to the Zip and Pippin.
Did you really?
I swear to God, John.
Who
I
was
did.
It?
Obama.
Okay.
Who really knew his sports, man. That picture I showed you when I was in the White House one time. And you guys rested Rodgers too long. It's like there's a world.
Wow.
There's wars going on. That guy knew his sports. But they really treat the teams really well. You get kind of wander the White House, the different color rooms, you know.
Yeah.
And, ton of food. It was fun. And Ted Thompson, I don't think he was totally into that trip.
Yeah, I believe that.
But
wasn't it really, really hot? Were you guys there one day when it was super hot? Somebody was there, one of the Pack. Must have been the other Packer team then. They said it was like crazy hot and you're sitting there for a long time outside in the sun.
Yeah, I don't remember it being, it's not really that hot in D.C. When did they bring them? Isn't it soon?
Probably.
D.C.'s not
spring.
Totally different.
Okay, maybe I'm thinking about somebody else who had to go there.
I think that's a cool tradition to go there. And I think some of those players, I know some of those players had never been there before.
Oh, I bet 99% of them have never been there before.
Well, not in the White House, even to D.C., and I'm sure. But, yeah, it's great. I hope Trump invites them, and I hope they're respectful, because it's a cool tradition, no matter who's in the White House or who won.
Well, I totally agree. I mean, that's part of capping it off.
It is.
It used to be where they'd call them. Remember, they don't do that anymore.
No. Well, yeah, I think there's a reason for that. But, no, I think that's cool that they bring them in. And do they do that with all the sports? Hockey,
they do. Women's national championship basketball, they do.
Okay.
Women's soccer, they did. I remember when they won the world championship. Remember?
No.
Yeah, because the girls, like some of the hoity-toity, whatever. I don't even know who the president was then. When Brandi Chastain ripped off her jersey.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that whole thing?
Yeah.
And okay, I think Clinton was.
And so he asked her to do it again?
Come on. Really,
well,
Jim?
Come on, you set me up totally for that. You're looking at me like...
Wow. Give him the bell. Give him the bell on that one.
Okay.
Just give him the bell.
Give you all
give me the bell. All right, there you go. Give me the bell. But so they were definitely there. But okay, but then, okay, some of the hoity-toities got all over them because they thought it was really disrespectful that they wore sandals, like kind of like flip-flop type things to go to the White House to meet the president. And they're like, you know, these were like $220 versus your piece of crap, you know, whatever
yeah,
you're wearing.
I don't know about that.
Your style.
I don't think you should wear sandals to the White House. No, I would agree.
Really?
With, yeah, no.
You mean if you're just wearing a sundress?
I don't wear those a lot.
Well, if you were, sandals are very fashionable.
Maybe. I have to think about that. You know
it's
that?
Not, we're not shower sandals. There's sandals that are very, very fashionable.
Yeah, okay. All right, all right. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. You're right.
Yeah. Okay. I know my women's sandals, Jim.
I guess so.
God, never anyway, believe me in anything.
So, when was the last time you were at the White House?
I was never at the White House, Jim. I've never even seen the White House. Never even seen it. I've only been to Washington twice in my life.
Weren't you a scout? Aren't you in, like, Boy Scouts, Eagle Scouts?
What do you think? We're going to send her a quick break. Dennis Rockhill, Einstein Projects, joining us next.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. Join the conversation now by calling 920-264-0606. 920-264-0606. Now, once again, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, here on a good-looking Monday morning. 12 degrees in Green Bay, 11 in Appleton, 12 in Oshkoshy. Football season is now officially over. After the big win by the Philadelphia Eagles, of which I was pulling for last night.
Wasn't.
Cha-ching, 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 cha-ching.
Johnny made money. He goes to the casino. He's we
$20 a bet, baby. Nice.
But that's all right. If you bet right, you can double that easily.
Yeah.
Easily.
That's what I did.
I'm so glad because I'm a Chiefs fan. And we went to Appleton to this like Beatles concert, which was great. It was a fundraiser for the MAC fund, Midwest Athletes Against Childhood Cancer. And that was great. And we're driving home and I said, hey, I think I'm gonna stop at the casino and I would put $100 down on Kansas City just straight up to win because they're favored anyway by like 1.5 or something.
Yep.
And I didn't, and then I got busy in the snow. I'm really glad. I'm glad I didn't. So I'll buy breakfast after the show. Because
really?
No, not really. Oh. I was talking to Dennis now.
Oh, sorry.
Looking at him. Yeah, hey, we're talking today about a lot of great things that are going on in Green Bay that sometimes people aren't aware of. And what John and I try to do is just inform the public, you know, here, Appleton, Oshkosh.
Put them in a spotlight.
And You're one of those. I think a lot of people know you, but not everybody. So we're talking with Dennis Rockhill. And Dennis works with the Einstein Project. And for those of you who may not be familiar with it, it's worker space, and it's for kids that really in the STEM area, right? Is that why don't you explain it?
Yeah. Well, first, thanks for having me on in Shining Light.
Great having you on
the program. So,
off mic here during the break. Again, not just like we're 90 years old, but this wasn't a part for young people in our formative years.
You were a leader on this. So
kind of early on when the makerspace movement was sort of catching on. I was working in packaging and doing prototyping and, you know, design work. And we were using some cool tools, you know, 3D printers, laser cutters, CNC routers. And it was so accessible. We thought, why doesn't everybody have access to something like this? And
just cool stuff.
Yeah. So when we decided to start,
we had shop class.
Yeah, right. That's all you had. And you made a lamp and a bookcase. Yeah.
Anyway.
And maybe some studs on a house or something like that.
I didn't get that far.
My highest mark on a cribbage board.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
We made chess sets out of.
Oh, cool.
Which was cool.
Oh, that's very cool.
That was. Obviously played a lot of chess, but anyway, that's as far as we got. But
exactly.
Tell me more about this whole STEM thing. I don't think that was even an acronym when we were kids.
Yeah, no, it's relatively new, maybe. But it, STEM, science, technology, engineering, math. folks like me and a lot of other folks like to throw an A in there and call it STEAM, because we believe that, you know, the arts, or actually, you know, the humanities are a really big part of why we do STEM. It's very important to us to make sure that we have, you know, a compass pointing north on why we're doing this. So, but, you know, once we started putting this stuff together, we started doing a lot of programming for youth. Because as we were saying, and even when I talked to some of the parents of the kids who come to our workshops, you know, we didn't have this when we were young, and how valuable is this? We find doing this kind of work, hands-on, creative type of work, levels the playing field. So there are students that are academically gifted and just, you know, killing it at school, and there are students that are really struggling and kind of falling behind and just not able to focus. This sort of brings them all onto a level playing
field. That's
great.
And I was talking about that happens in a few fields where they just haven't been exposed to it, so they don't know they're really good at it. I mean, that can happen in music. It can happen in a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. So tell us, you've made some big inroads lately. I mean, tell us about your location at UWGB. And
yeah, so after we merged with the Einstein Project, that was back in 16 or 17, I think, we're on track to you know, help be a part of making the STEM Center, the Brown County STEM Innovation Center, come to life at on the UWGB campus. That happened late 2019. We jumped into it and moved in, and we're gearing up for programming, and then, you know, COVID hit, but we were able to do a lot of virtual work with kids around the state during that time, which really kept us moving.
Yeah, that's one thing that you could do virtually that you could probably, you know.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we taught a lot of hands-on, but we also, you know, there's a lot that we teach that are, you know, computer-based skills, you know, learning CAD, learning, you know, how to actually create something on a computer so we can make digital fabrication devices output it for us.
Well, I think this is pretty cool, though, too. We're talking about the different advantages that kids have nowadays. Talk about young girls that we mentioned during the break. I had these girls that were super smart. I remember a couple specifically, and they had nowhere to take that. You know, they were great. And here you have offering workshops for Girl Scout badges, Maker 1 through 3 for Daisy's Brownies Juniors Robotics, Daisy's Brownies Juniors Mechanical Engineering, Automotive Engineering, and Entrepreneur. I think that is so cool. These young girls can go into any of those: Maker, Robotics, Mechanical Engineering, Automotive Engineering, Entrepreneur. And I know there are people out there that are probably saying, well, Mino, of course they can. Because in our area, that wouldn't even have been possible.
Right.
I just want to point out how great the opportunities are.
Yeah, that's one of our most happening programs right now, our Girl Scouts badge workshops. Just had one yesterday afternoon, just before the Super Bowl. We had them in there, and they were cutting wood and drilling holes and screwing together. They were just building birdhouses, but, you know, the act of doing that and using the tools was really the big deal.
So, a little offended by the term.
Builds birdhouses.
I appreciate you just took that word out of there.
Oh, they were rocking these
They were engineering birdhouses.
Thank you very much.
This is a great opportunity for people in Greater Green Bay. I mean, to have that resource, to have you in a leadership role there. How can someone get involved? Because, look, I think some people still think there's tracks for certain people, and you know, to be a mechanical engineer and be female is very, very doable, probably even more so than men right now. I don't know what the stats are on that, but you really see a lot of these things shifting. The involvement, how do we get involved in this?
You know, first of all, you know, if you're a living, breathing human being with a heartbeat, you're invited. Okay. I don't care your age, your gender, your skill level, whatever, you're invited to join. Best way, you know, check out our website at einsteinproject.org. We post a lot of our offerings on social media to get as involved. We're open for anybody to join. We're trying to form youth and adult workshops. We do a lot with UWGB's Lifelong Learning Institute.
Oh, it's a great organization.
Yeah. So, and a lot of fun.
Can I ask you about this one a little bit here? Mm-hmm. The Makerspace workshops for youth, the Spring Makerspace opportunities. I'm just going to throw this out at you, and you give me a little thumbnail sketch, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Design Tech on TinkerCAD.
Sure. It's Design Tech for TinkerCAD. Tinkercad is a browser-based or a cloud-based free CAD application, super approachable by just about anybody who hasn't even touched it before. We call it design tech because we're teaching design through technology. So we're really using Tinkercad as the software of choice for building objects that then can be 3D printed, laser cut, or cut out on a CNC router.
Animation exploration.
Right. So that's a cool one. So that is, you know, kind of a class that comes after that intro Tinkercad class. So now you get to utilize these tools and start to create things, you know, that kind of come from your own mind. And we do a stop motion animation piece of that too. So great videos.
I mean, I know that. These things. I'm just throwing that out there for you to.
That's I know
coding contraptions.
Do you take 60-year-olds? Like, that's what he's asking.
Yeah.
But then tell me,
this
that
sounds like amazing stuff.
It does.
If you know what you're doing.
Well, not even if you don't know what you're doing, because you teach it. You know, I mean, but the interest. What an opportunity! And I sometimes worry about this community that we have opportunities that people aren't aware of, and I think we're trying to shed some light on things
yeah,
like you.
We but so appreciate that because it's hard to get the message out.
But I want to get back to the schools. Are they, mm-hmm. Do you meet with science teachers, counselors, or who can say to a kid, look, you've got an
steer
aptitude
this
for
way.
This, right? Yeah. Why don't you? Yeah, they do that in music, I think, pretty well.
Yeah, yeah. We reach out to schools quite a bit to say, hey, we're here. We have these opportunities. You probably have students that you're looking at going, you know, we just don't know how to keep you engaged right. because you have these interests. And we don't know how to serve that. We do. We send them our way and we can take
And I have
care
to think this is the kind of thing where you guys are set up for those versus somebody trying to learn it at home. Do you know what I'm saying? With a hands-on?
Yeah.
Having
you know,
that instructor
it's
there.
Interesting to me because a lot of this, you know, I had to learn on my own.
Right.
But, you know, and I think it takes a special kind of focus to really go and find it on your own and fill the gaps as you can, whereas when you take a workshop, you're able to, you know, follow kind of steps. It makes sense. The learning is kind of built in a proper order.
And when they get a taste of it, they get all in.
Take
I mean,
and
they,
run with it.
They do. I have a son-in-law who went to Madison, just stressed about the canoes that they build there, the cement canoes thing, that mm-hmm. contest. And mm-hmm. he just, which I'm like, why don't you just get a fiberglass one, but it's all the engineering that they do to make this thing float and work. And but again, you just had an aptitude when I was a little kid doing that, and really got an awesome job right now. So these can really lead the careers, not just take the kid and
absolutely, you know. And today's career outlook, you know, we don't know what the careers are going to be in 10 years, so you know, you kind of build it. So I talk to people in tech schools and colleges. And I think, you know, they ask me sometimes, how do we reach middle schoolers? And I say, stop focusing so much on the career track and start building interests and skills, because we don't quite know what those careers are going to be.
What it's
going
to lead to.
Yeah, we may have some
But if you got
categories.
Those in your back pocket.
But yeah, so as long as they are locking on to an interest that they really are passionate about, and they build skills around that interest, they're going to be just fine.
And you're right. I don't know exactly what the jobs are, but we're going to always need civil engineers. I would think we're going to need electrical engineers. And I just think those are just, and those are great, great careers.
Yeah.
I mean, you can, you'll live pretty
well.
What
type of people really thrive in this environment?
Problem solvers. You know,
problem
people
solvers.
People who kind of are, you know.
What about people that begin problems?
We make
They're
problems.
Welcome too. You know, they keep the other ones busy.
Okay. Right. But the problem solvers, where you just got that mindset, huh?
To well, figure it out.
Yeah, yeah. And along with that comes, you know, the tenacity to kind of, you know, weather through the different tries and, you know, empathy for, you know, who are we solving this problem for? You know, and even if you're not there, this is good skill building.
Sure. But if some young kid, if you went into a class and you just talked to some kid, I don't know how young you want to start them. Some of the, and the reason I say this, this one lady that she's in one of my books, when she was growing up in Germany, then the Russians came there, and everybody thought, oh my God, this could be horrific. But she said that a great school system, because they'd give everybody a test really young, and whatever your natural aptitude was, they would really put you in a program for those kind of things. I mean, it sounds kind of like a Soviet bloc thing, but they still...
As long
you know,
as you're in that track. But
yeah,
there's
exactly.
kids that are left behind.
And
that,
I totally understand.
That's where Dennis is saying that this is for everyone.
But if you know, what are some of the, just the natural ingredients here, you where it's like, okay, I think you would be able to thrive in this environment.
Right. you know, tinkerers. Tinkerers. Kind of just keep messing around with different, you know, whatever.
Take stuff
variables,
apart, put
know,
it back together.
Yeah. You talk to a lot of engineers, especially older ones now, and you ask, like, how did you get started?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking
at.
I
was taking things apart.
I'll be darned. Time.
I was ticking my dad off, you know, taking things apart and not being able to necessarily put it back together. And some of them did, some of them didn't. But either way, their interest was sparked by that.
I did that with my BB gun. Could not put it back together.
Just keep the BBs away.
Dennis, but I couldn't put it together. Dennis,
so
great stuff.
EinsteinProject.org to get information. You have classes going on now, and tell us a little bit about what we can look forward to.
Yeah, so we're in the middle of our winter workshops right now. Our spring workshops are going to be starting in March. Quite a lineup there, and you can see them on the website. Every second Saturday of the month, we have a Saturday morning workshop where we build a really cool kit type of thing that we design.
I like That's this so one awesome. Class, May 7th, tinkering materials. There you go.
That's right. Yep.
You weren't joking about that. Good stuff.
This is great
Dennis
what you're
Rock
doing.
Yelp, this is awesome. Einstein Project, Makers Space, one more time. Where can they find you?
EinsteinProject.org.
All right.
Phenomenal. Great
Thanks.
Stuff.
Thanks
Dennis
for doing
Rockhill.
This.
And again, apologize on the birdhouse comment. You offended a lot of us. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here on a Monday morning. Starting to wrap up. We got one more big event to talk about, though. Something very near and dear to you, Jim.
Yes, clock that. You know, we love the arts. We love music. And we have a guy that was on our show almost 2 years ago.
Almost our second show we ever did.
Right. Yeah. And we just like to feature up-and-coming artists. And we struck gold with this kid. Neil, are you on?
Yes, sir. I'm on. How y'all doing? Good morning.
So you've got you're making it big time. You're at the Epic.
Yes, sir. For the third time, man.
Tell us about it. So Saturday, February 22nd, tell us about the concert. Who, besides you being the lead feature, who else is performing?
Yes, sir. So Friday, February 22nd, that's the date. We got Fendi the Rapper. She went viral. She made this song called Clock That with this comedian. His name's Shamar. They got like a little TikTok dance and went viral. You know, heavy promotions. They bring her out on February 22nd. Doors open up at 6:30. General admission tickets, they're only $35. You know, we got them on hand. We got them online. All you got to do is go to the Epic Eventer site and then get it from there. But, yeah, though, I got a lot in store for this show, so I'm really excited.
That's awesome. So let me ask you, I can't let you off without asking you about what you thought about the halftime show last night. Did you watch the Super mm-hmm. Bowl?
Yes, sir, I did.
And what did you think about the halftime?
Explain it to us.
we were looking for country.
We didn't get it.
Neil, you're an artist in that field.
Yeah. See, it kind of hit different for me. I feel like Kendrick Lamar, he had a message he was trying to deliver, and I feel like he executed it well. You know, he put his own little twist on it. I don't know if you guys heard the Not Like Us song. Y'all heard that before?
Sure. We thought his message got out.
I jogged to that.
Yeah, it definitely did. I just felt like he had a message he was trying to receive, and he put it out there for sure.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That. Right. Did, okay. I. We have. We're gonna go watch it again, Neil. Yeah. That's what we have.
Was
to do.
Was it one long song, or was it like three or four songs broken up?
You said, well, I'm sorry.
Was it one long song, or was it, like, broken up?
It was multiple songs. He performed multiple songs.
Why didn't he stop and get applause between them like us country western people do?
Yeah.
I don't know, Kendrick, you gotta, in order to understand, you gotta really do the research and dig deep into it. But Kendrick, he a different artist, and when it comes to rapping, the message he was trying to put out there, I feel like it's a certain reason why he did it the way he did it. You know, he had Samuel L. Jackson, you know, out there as well. So, you know, he had, you know, certain people out there for certain reasons and stuff like that. So I feel like everything was structured and designed a certain way.
Yeah, it was a Super Bowl. Yeah. He must be good. Hey, but so yeah. Clock That. What is Clock That? Tell me a little bit more about the concert that is February 22nd at Epic. Is it the same thing? Is it rap music? What is it?
It's not just me or Fendi. It's a couple of different Green Bay artists opening up. We got some Milwaukee artists coming. We got artists from all over, Chicago artists. So it's going to be like, you know, whatever. You know, we got rap artists, we got singers, you know, whatever. So a couple different genres, but mainly rap for sure. It's an all-age event, so, you know, you can bring your family out, you know. I do a lot of Juneteenth events and stuff. A lot of kids ask me in my Juneteenth events, you know, when the next all-age event going to be. So it's an all-age event, February 22nd. Anybody can come. I'm actually doing a show the day before, February 21st, that Friday, at Stage One. That's also in Green Bay.
Oh, yeah, Broadway.
I'll be opening up for Milwaukee artist Lonnie P. So that's at Stage One, February 21st. And then the next day, February 22nd, we at the big stage, Epic Event Center.
Fendirappa and Friends. Did I pronounce that right? Fendirappa and Friends?
Yep, Fendi the Rapper and Friends. Yep, that's the name. Yep. Right. The rapper,
all right. Neil, this is great. We're happy for you.
We're proud of you. Yep.
We're glad that you are making it big, and we will see you at Epic on Friday the 22nd or at Stage One on the 21st. That's coming up.
Yeah, whichever one works for you, February 21st or February 22nd. But
all right.
Yes, sir. I'll see y'all soon. We got to set up a man. I want to meet y'all in person again. We got to set up a date.
Sounds good.
After all this, and sit down to talk, man. Catch up.
You got it, Neil. Sounds great, buddy.
All right, Neil.
Keep rocking. Thanks
for joining us.
All right. Thanks for letting me call in, man. I appreciate you.
You got it, my friend. Take care. Super. That's great. One of our very first guests we ever had. You know what? The career keeps moving forward.
It does. I mean, this guy just...
That's great.
And he does that Juneteenth thing. I went and saw him there, which, you know, I'm... That's an acquired taste, John.
Yeah, I acquired it. I like some of that.
It's not barbershop, and it's tough to have a sing-along with that rap.
It's, some of that stuff is really good. When I used to jog versus walk,
oh my God.
Some of that stuff was good to jogging too.
Yeah. This is, okay, we're getting in pretty deep here.
Who, Conrad, but I told you that one song I like. It was Eminem and somebody. Shake, I think it's called
he
Shake.
He likes
it.
Eminem's. Okay. We're talking about that.
Okay.
Shake, come on, now. Shake that memory. Shake that
I don't know.
I don't know it either. Don't look. It doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. He is just no. But that's pretty cool that he's playing at Epic, because you know we talk about the music venues here in Green Bay, and every artist we have on said it's getting better, right? Because they kind of go from, you know, the Heights, some of these smaller venues, and they move up. Stage One is cool. Of course, we got the Meyer Theater, and there's tons of places in Appleton, Oshkosh, Music Mile, but Epic is. You know,
there she goes, shaking that bleep on the floor.
I don't think
that's the song I listened to.
We'll do a little research between now and tomorrow.
I listen to it. It is hardcore rap. I'm telling you, I'm hip. All right, Conrad.
Okay, Conrad. We need some work.
Todd back tomorrow.
We need Todd. Yes,
Todd is back tomorrow.
All right, cool. We'll figure this out.
Thanks for pinch hitting, Conrad.
Of course,
Con, you're great.
Todd, come back, please. Hey, thanks for being with us, everybody. Back in tomorrow morning, Mind of the Mayor. See ya.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.